I think I decided I like this song like a lot. I need something that makes me feel good today, don't you?
It's BTS. Oh my God, Kim is going to be on fire.
I know.
That you just complimented
BTS. I know. I like it,
listener,
guys.
Listener Kim is a huge BTS fan, and she's always asking when BTS is going to make it to our
bumper list.
Bumper music. So.
And there they are.
Kudos.
Hey, guys. Kim. Do you know what date is? It's Friday.
What?
We made it through the week, you guys.
How did that happen?
Yes, this is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
I didn't think we'd get there.
Oh, honestly. Man, I wasn't sure. But you know what? Here we are. Ooh, what are we looking at now, Trainer? Bradley Trainer is changing his background on his Google Meet, and that is Zac Efron's abs. So, if you want to just like
that's like
peak. Get out of the picture, that would be great.
Zac Efron, Baywatch,
yeah,
manscaping where yeah. he literally adjusted his chest hair in order to create the illusion. Of ab muscles.
Well, it looks okay. good. Okay.
This is a family program.
Okay.
Even I'm offended myself.
We all need a little something to make us feel good today, and that's working for us. But you know what? Let's end the week the way we didn't start the week, but got, you know, through the week and talk a little bit about Kim and Kanye.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Because that has been the biggest news of the week.
And you guys, honestly, I think it really is fake news. I don't use that term lightly. So I just feel like we're all getting played here by Kim and by news of Kim and Kanye's, and by news I mean tabloid headlines, exclusive sources of their pending
divorce,
denuptials.
Yeah,
the divorce. Yeah, so. Here's why I think that, and I have to change my background because this is really distracting, don't you think?
I agree. Yeah. I wholeheartedly
agree. She's like, I can't look into your eyes when your eyes are right next to his chestal area. Hey, what do you want? Golden Girls?
Sure. Golden Girls is good. All right. We're good now.
Kim and Kanye. Yeah. Okay. So what I said was, I just feel like we're getting played here, and this is all in service of the next season of their new and improved
reality show,
right?
Which we don't know anything about. This is, you know, they've departed from E. They have moved their franchises over to Hulu. And all we know is that they have a project in the works. We don't know what that means. We don't know what it is. We don't know what it's going to look like. We just know that there is a deal. They're going to be making the money from Hulu. And that's where we're going to see whatever comes next out of them.
Well, and to be honest, we were primed and the world was primed to take this story of Kim and Kanye divorcing and run with it because I don't know if you've looked around, but if I were to use a sound effect to describe what's been going on lately, like there's just not anything going on, right? So I feel like when we saw these headlines.
In entertainment news. Can we just qualify this?
Thank you. Because lest there be any confusion.
I'm sitting here thinking, is he serious?
No, I'm serious in terms of pop culture, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a wasteland moment for a number of reasons. I think chiefly, though, to be fair, seasonal. We're in a seasonal slump.
Yeah.
So when we saw these unconfirmed reports that they were ready to divorce, we hopped all over that because, well, that's...
Because what else like was catnip. There to hop all over?
It really is catnip.
Yeah.
But the reason I said I feel like we're getting played here is, you know, there's a certain amount of skepticism that you and I bring to the world of pop culture that most people don't, let's be fair. And sometimes we get made fun of for it or poked... I shouldn't oversell that. Poked fun or just sort of looked the other way at... but I think for good reason, like, I think we have that a good reason to be skeptical. And here is some further evidence to that effect. So there was a story over on TMZ, and this is when I read this headline, I was like, just go with me. Mm-hmm. Over on TMZ, which we'll get to what that means in a moment, but Kim and Kanye marriage on the rocks, but Christmas sure wasn't. Let me tell you the story, Colleen.
Okay.
Kim and Kanye West are in marriage counseling with their relationship on the rocks, but that didn't stop them from lavishing one another with over-the-top Christmas gifts. Okay, so then we're treated to a story about the gifts that they bought each other for Christmas. And I do want to give us some space to actually go after this story, but I also want to put it in context like we do. So you'll have to help me with the mechanics of how we get through all this, but... when we see a story in TMZ about the Kardashians, mm-hmm. are many listeners, but you also know that that means
that it's coming directly from Kris Jenner. She is in the pocket of Harvey Levin. They're in each other's pockets because they have used TMZ to help push out their narrative for years.
Yeah. And so I think, like, if they really are getting if they are getting divorced, as all of the other headlines have led us to believe, but then we're going to pause and do like a nothing to see here. Don't listen to all that divorce news for a moment. I want to tell you about all their fancy gifts to one another. That just doesn't make sense to me. So right. Now let's talk about the story, and then we can talk about what the dissonance is. So sources close to the couple tell TMZ the two spent Christmas together at home with their children. Okay, they're on the verge of like fleeing town and mm-hmm. divorcing, and they haven't been living together for the last year, blah, blah, blah. But they did get together for Christmas, you guys, and in a pretty expensive gesture from Kanye, he bought Kim five, not one, two, three, or four, but five 2021 Maybachs. What is a Maybach, you ask, a poor person?
That's a car, right?
That is a richy rich vehicle. The SUVs of which he bought five of for Kim, are $200,000. Mm-mm. Like, literally, he spent just about $1 million on her for Christmas.
And bought her five cars. One for each weekday?
And then she returned the favor.
Does she even drive? Sorry, go on.
I know, these are all great questions. Mm-hmm. Did he get one for each weekday?
Yeah.
One because they have five colors? Is it just because there are five different, kind of like the Wendy's menu that we're going to try later for cheat day? Mm-hmm. Like, were there five versions of the same sandwich?
Right.
She returned the favor, giving Yeezy several, again, to show you how poor I am, and I'm not poor, James Turrell pieces worth $1 million. I think that's jewelry. What's a James Turrell piece?
Oh.
Is that
a
piece of him? Is that a guy? And they took pieces of him?
Actually, it's really cool. So James Turrell is an artist.
Oh.
And he does these immersive light pieces. And
he designed something for one of the Sunday services. I remember this.
It could very well be the case.
Yeah, because I remember you talking about him as an artist because
didn't you go to one of his
exhibits, right?
Yeah. Actually, like, James Turrell is amazing. So
yeah. Are you ever going to have five in your life, Holly?
I'm not even going to have one.
Holly, the voice. I can't even have one.
Or actually, I shouldn't say five. Several was the word. That could be four or more.
What does that mean, though? Because from what I can see of his art, which, again, I don't know, a person who knows art. But these look like experiential. These look like site-specific.
Very.
It's possible, but, like, you know, knowing these fools, there's like a postcard collection, you know, like, you know how, like, you have your favorite artist and you get like some
right.
postcards of his favorite prints. Now, I just want to finish out this story because I want to get to what this all means. So the story, again, probably from Kris Jenner or somebody very close to Kim and Kanye, says they spent basically $1 million on each other, spent Christmas together. They were all together as one big happy family. Absurdly expensive gifts aside, and this is, again, the reporting from TMZ, so imagine somebody else telling us this. Absurdly expensive gifts aside, the fact they spent holiday together makes sense. As we told you, Kim and Kanye remain in lockstep when it comes to their family and parenting, and doing Christmas big is a sign of that. But of course, while they're in marriage counseling, we're also told divorce is on the table. So what are you to make of that?
I just feel like they're trying to give us whiplash so that we'll be so interested in what might be going on between these two that we'll tune in to whatever the new project is on Hulu.
Certainly. Absolutely. And I don't know if you care to add anything to that, Holly, if something's sticking out to you, because I think all options are on the table.
Just like divorce.
Just like mm-hmm. divorce. But what it says to me is that we're just getting played. That's the end of the day, they are not going to be getting divorced anytime soon. Why? I go back to what we said earlier this week, which is if they want to get divorced, this is a big and complicated thing for these two. we're not going to know about it till it's done.
Right.
So to give us whiffs of it, based and add to that the Kim Kardashian or the Kris Jenner timeline machine that she has, wherein you have to, like, I don't know, how do you explain
the space-time continuum?
Yeah, she has a manipulator for the space-time continuum.
She does, because what they can't really tell you what's really happening until they tell you on whatever their show is. So,
or in the lead-up to that show.
Right. So, for example, if they are filming something for their new project on Hulu, stuff might actually be happening, but it can't happen in real life. Like, we can't know about it, because if you know about it, then you're not going to watch the show. So they want all the real secrets to come out on the show.
Like, don't you think that in an upcoming episode of whatever new season this show is going to be, we are going to see five Maybachs revealed to Kim Kardashian on Christmas Absolutely. Morning? And they need all of this. Again, I don't know if they're going to. I am done with speculating if they're ever going to get divorced, because we have been speculating. We have taken this bait time and time again
Fool
for
me
10
once.
Years, and it's not even been 10 years.
No, it's, well, this year has been 10 years, but fool me once.
Shame on you.
Fool me twice.
Fool us 30,000 times.
Can't fool. Well, we've been
We've fooled. Made a job out of
it. Yeah, exactly. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood with a dirt alert on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.
Another Lori and Julia moment.
You know, when you think about Madonna when she lived in England.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
Elizabeth Reese is here and she's brought all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert. Hey, Elizabeth.
What's happening with you?
Oh, can I just tell you, Bradley, we're on Google Meets, and Bradley is the master of, like, the funny background. And so he's
just keep trolling
rapidly
him with
switching his background to, like, Tan Mom and Farrah Abraham and Sophia. Now he's, like, in the Milky Way.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I got to cool it for Elizabeth because she's...
She deserves our full attention.
It's okay. This is actually the best time to just go off the rails.
I mean, that's just... it's Friday and life.
Yeah, it feels like a Friday, doesn't it?
Oh,
feels like we need we need a Friday. Okay, all sorts of stories to get to today. Let's talk about Stassi Schroeder, who gave birth. She had a baby. She was on Vanderpump.
Okay, so this isn't the Stassi that's friends with Kylie Jenner.
I don't think they're friends.
No, this is a different one.
Yeah, I think this is different. I haven't seen photos of these two together, so I would be surprised.
Yeah.
But she had a daughter, and so congratulations to her. I don't know.
That's Stassi baby. Stassi Karen Nicolau.
That's Kylie a different one.
Stassi. Yeah, okay, different one.
How many Stassis are there? I've never known a Stassi
so
until
weird,
now.
Right?
There's all the Stassis.
I know.
Okay. Do you guys want to know why the Bachelor contestants end up wearing the same dresses?
I didn't know that they did.
So two contestants showed up to meet Matt James wearing the exact same red dress on Monday night's premiere of The Bachelor, but probably wasn't a coincidence. So Demi, who was on Colton Underwood's season of The Bachelor, you know, she was a runaway hit. Mm-hmm. People love Demi. She opened up about how the show's producers coax contestants into wearing the same dresses so they can have these, like, twinning moments. She said the producers tell you which of the dresses they think you should wear, so they probably wanted to stir something up.
I just feel like, okay, I'm going to say something. It's going to sound mean, but I hope it helps somebody in life. I think that the worst job in the entire world...
The one you have to sell your soul most for?
That exactly. Okay, so yeah, not the worst job in the entire world, but the one that you would have to sell your soul the most for would be to be a producer on The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Absolutely.
Because the manipulation, oh my gosh, I hope that they have a therapist on set who's real good. Because I can imagine being the contestant on that show. I just read a book about... that was sort of based on a show similar to the Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise.
Yeah.
And, like, the producer and how the producer, like, manipulated the main character of the book.
Yeah.
It just, like, and it felt very real.
Well, there was that show that
was that
Lori and Julia were obsessed with.
That was based on a
Unreal.
Book.
It was called Unreal.
Unreal, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like you have to, like, put your conscience under the bed in a box and lock it in order to do that job.
Well, they have all these tricks for trying to get all this, all of these things to happen. But Demi said that on her season, Heather and Laura, two girls, I don't remember Heather and Laura, but they both had the same dress on. And she and Demi thinks that the producers did that on purpose, but it backfired because Heather and Laura looked at each other and they were like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. We're wearing the same dress.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And then they just complimented each other like, you look amazing. No, you look amazing. And it was like this genuine fun moment. But if you do that to the right person, like somebody who's insecure,
right,
then you can get them being really catty about it.
Oh, yeah. So dumb.
Mm-hmm. And you have to pay for your dresses. I mean, too. Like,
yeah,
they have to pack and they have to, I mean, they have to get all these different gowns and all this stuff.
I'm not one to feel sorry for, you know, people that, you know, are part of the Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise.
But don't you think it's kind of ridiculous that they have to buy their own dress to be on that show?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It's a huge moneymaker.
I generally don't, you know, feel bad for those folks. But what I do get the sense of is that you really do have to hustle for yourself if you're going to be in that world. Like, nobody's just going to hand you. Like, you're going to get, you might get a lot of publicity and maybe one or two people are going to get a really big deal out of the thing.
Yeah.
But most of them, the average participant in that universe is going to get very little return on their investment unless they're like extremely good at their own hustle.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them become social media influencers after is what they do. Mm. So Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale, their annulment has now been granted by the Catholic Church.
I forgot how long ago they split.
2015, August of 2015. So it's been 5 years.
Okay.
And it was this annulment was finally granted by the Catholic Church. Now, I'm not Catholic, so I don't know a ton about the ins and outs of getting an annulment. But
it's
they had to have
easy,
a Vatican tribunal.
Yeah, you
go
have like
through it.
Three options, like, and it better be like really serious.
Yeah. So they wanted to get married. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani want to get married in a Catholic church,
and you can't get married.
Can't be divorced.
Yeah, you have to. Yes.
You have to have it annulled.
And for those who are like, what the heck? An annulment means that the church does not recognize the marriage as a marriage at all.
Which seems kind of interesting when you have three children that came from that marriage.
Right?
Yeah, it's just like a big fat eraser that God gets to hold.
Yeah.
Well, not just,
just the Catholics, though.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, but they also get their own purgatory. I mean, they get special things, you know. Everybody's got their own stuff.
That's true. Yes, that's true. This was a huge relief for Gwen because she wanted to get married by her priest and have the marriage recognized by the Catholic Church. Listen, I mean, I'm not going to throw stones, but I do think it's time to sort of like move into the new century with that, right? And not make it so difficult.
Tweet the Pope.
If you want to still have a relationship with your church, wouldn't one think that would be a wonderful thing?
Well, yeah, I have other opinions, but I'm going to not say them. Thank you for asking. Okay. You didn't, and I'm going to be
gonna
quiet.
I was going to say, I don't think she did.
Yes, I know. Kim Kardashian attending a Bible study amidst her split from Kanye West. So,
well, she could use some of that.
Looking to the Lord in their new and past relationships. And Kanye West, Page Six, has a list of the most over-the-top gifts that he's given Kim Kardashian over the years. So, 6 years of marriage. That's it. You know, that's
it. Feels like a thousand years.
It feels so long. I mean, it's also because the last year has felt like 10 years.
Well, and also they were together for a long time.
Last week.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
But they were together for a long time before they.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in September of 2012, he got her a white teacup Persian kitten named Mercy after his own hit song. Isn't that a sign?
That is a sign.
I'm going to give you a cat and I'm going to name it after something that I did.
Also, can we talk? Has anybody seen that cat since?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, died in December of 2012.
Get out.
The cat died. The cat was only in her possession for 2 months.
Okay, see this. I swear to you, sometimes with celebrities, they think animals are disposable, and it really bothers me.
It's a lot of times, and it's not just celebrities, and this is why it's even worse when celebrities do it, because other people think it's okay to do, and
that's
you generally,
terrible.
As a general rule, if you weren't planning on getting an animal in the first place, don't give it as a pet. Thank you.
That is gives a gift. Gifts are tricky.
HSPCA.
Yeah, I mean, giving your kids PSA. A pet as a gift is one thing, but like...
Well, if you were planning on doing it anyway,
yeah,
that's totally fine.
Yeah, there's a $36,000 Cartier bracelet that Kanye got Kim for her 32nd birthday. in 2012. Guys, even more Cartier bracelets. And then, of course, you'll remember the $2 million engagement ring, the infamous 15-carat Lorraine Schwartz ring.
I don't understand these numbers you're throwing out.
I'm just giving it to you.
Yeah. Can I also say, like, it's just wasted, man.
How about the flowers? He presented her with a wall of flowers for Mother's Day in 2014, and then it was used as an Instagram backdrop, and then he bought her 1,000 roses for Valentine's Day that same year.
Do you remember that? Was that the one where they were all over the floor and, like, Kenny G was playing in the middle of the room?
Well, remember the wedding?
Yes. Yeah, that big flower wall.
And the gold toilet?
Oh. Yeah. It was rumored that he bought her 10 Burger King locations in Europe as a wedding gift.
Oh, my God.
But Burger King has denied
that. Oh, my God.
Okay. I don't even know what to do with that.
List.
Elizabeth Reese, thank you for that dirt alert. Have a great rest of your day.
You're, like, regular Burger King's not okay.
Yeah, no, but Europe. Fine.
European Burger King.
Yeah, I mean, they're royalty over there, for real.
We need somebody to play the 30-second pop culture challenge. Give us a call right now. We're going to give you 30 seconds to answer 5 pop culture questions. We do it every day at 12:30 right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment, I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hello.
And this is your 30-second pop culture challenge.
30 seconds pop culture challenge.
Who's on the phone today, Colleen?
He's all choked up. Holly, who's on the phone today?
It's Mary.
We've got Mary on the line, and what is Mary playing for?
Mary is playing for this.
A MyTalk 107.1 t-shirt.
Hooray.
You ready to play the 30-second pop culture challenge, Mary?
I am.
Okay.
So excited.
Good. Timer will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. Who is the father of actor John David Washington?
Pass. Not a clue.
Tommy Lasorda was the manager of what baseball team?
The LA Dodgers.
The logo for CBS is what shape?
It's an eye.
Who won the Best Actress Emmy last year for her role in Euphoria?
Oh, don't know.
The Pearson family is the main focus of what hit drama series?
Not a clue.
Who is the father of actor John
Mary, I'm so sorry. You did not win the 30-second pop culture challenge today. However, you can try again on Monday, because we do it every day at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show. Okay, let's answer the questions she did not get correct.
John David Washington's daddy is...
Denzel Washington.
He's everyone's daddy. Okay.
Hey!
The logo... Oh, no, she got that. Who won the Best Actress Emmy last year for her role in Euphoria?
That would be Zendaya.
The Pearson family is the main focus of what hit drama series?
This Is Us.
Is that how they say it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now that we've answered all those questions, we can move on to solve some mysteries. We do that in the form of blind items, which Holly has brought for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by...
Thank goodness for celebrity gossip mysteries.
Oh, boy, do we need them today.
Yes, yeah.
Here's our first one. Now, yesterday, NT lawyer, if you had read his blind items, there was a blind item about an abusive A-minus list mostly movie actor being drunk and out of control at a party and challenging people to fight. So that happened. And that was apparently enough for the current actress girlfriend to say adieu and escape a possible emergency room visit for now. NT lawyer thinks she will come back at least one more time.
Shia LaBeouf.
And that lady that just broke up with him.
Quincy Adams. Maria Quigley.
Maria Quigley?
Quancy. Quantico.
Quantico.
What's her name?
Priyanka Chopra.
Quigley.
Quigley?
Mary Quigley.
Bob McCracken.
Marnie Quarry. Is there a Q?
Margaret Qualley.
There it is.
Go. I told you, she was close.
In the neighborhood.
You tried.
Thanks.
That's what counts.
That is what counts. I was always told that.
Yeah. So I'll fill in the blank. So yesterday, NT lawyer was talking about Shia LaBeouf being drunk and out of control at a party and challenging people to fight. So that was apparently enough for Margaret Qualley, his girlfriend, to say goodbye and escape in a possible emergency room visit. Now, for now, NT lawyer says that Margaret Qualley will hook back up with Shia LaBeouf at least one more time.
Don't do it, girl.
No!
Don't
stay
do
away,
it.
Girl. Well, any girl that, I mean, I don't like to girl shame, but like, really? Who thinks that they're going to figure out Shia LaBeouf?
That's the thing. I mean, your choicing skills are questionable when you're in a relationship with him.
I feel like we can say that much.
I do too.
Yeah.
Next.
Blinded by the item.
Another celebrity gossip mystery for Colleen and Bradley to solve. Multiple former associates of the illiterate very tall model say the model doesn't actually know how to code at all.
What?
What? She's a coder?
Well, she wants you to think she is.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, so she's like trying to be like, I'm a model who can code.
Okay. Yes. She's very tall.
And she has an entire website devoted to it for young teenagers.
Oh.
But the truth is she can't even do a darn thing. She doesn't know her she doesn't know her Java from her
HTML.
From her Python.
Oh.
Oh.
Look at you knowing
words.
Coding stuff.
Yeah.
I think she just knows words. Illiterate. So that would be like
Carly Kloss.
Oh. Look at you picking the names.
Yes.
I am crushing it today.
So, multiple former associates of Carly Kloss say that Carly Kloss doesn't even actually know how to code at all, even though she has a whole website called Code with Klossy.
No.
Code with Klossy?
And it's all spelt with K's, like Kardashianized.
Oh, gross.
Code with Klossy creates learning experiences and opportunities.
Does it create with a K?
Unfortunately, no. That is a missed opportunity. To increase their confidence and inspire them to pursue their passions in a technology-driven world.
No, no, no. If you're a parent and you have a child who is getting interested in coding and you're thinking, what kind of website might I direct my child to? If you find yourself landing on Code with Klossy, we need to talk.
Yeah.
There are better choices.
Yeah.
Next.
Blinded by the item.
Another celebrity gossip mystery. This A-list, mostly movie actor doesn't realize he is spinning his world of cash away. Whether you support him or not, the fact remains at his current pace, he'll run out of money prior to the end of the year. In addition to that, no studios are willing to hire him, so he'll have to live completely from residuals.
Is that Johnny Depp?
Oh, wow.
Sorry, wrong button. But yeah. That's the right one. Yeah, honey. Oh, so Johnny Depp doesn't realize he's spinning his world of cash away. How he doesn't realize this is boggling to the mind. But the fact remains that at this current pace, Johnny Depp is going to run out of money prior to the end of the year.
Wow.
And in addition to that, no studio wants to hire Johnny Depp, so he's going to have to completely live off of residuals from his previous work.
I mean, okay, I'd take his residuals.
Yeah.
I'd live off them.
Yep.
Think of all those Pirates of the Caribbean
residuals. I'm curious, like, what his residuals are, because you're right. He probably would be able to live off of them if he were able to, like, curb his spending. But that's scary to think that he could be out of cash by the end of the year.
Right, because Johnny Depp is still going to court as of today with that lawsuit that's happening in Fairfax County, Virginia, concerning Amber Heard's Washington Post op-ed. That is moving forward at this point in time, unless they settle.
I'm just quickly looking to see what he gets in residuals. If there's any numbers.
Ooh, that would be it. I really would like to know, because it probably is something that would make our eyes...
this is going to make you auga out of your head, the amount of money he's gone through, because according to a Deadline story from 2018, his $650 million fortune is almost, or was at in 2018, almost gone. And these are films, I guess he made $650 on films netting $3.6 billion, And according to this article, most of that was gone. So that just gives you an indication of like how much he's going through, which one wonders what that is, right?
This is what, like, I would love. What's that spent on? That's the thing. I would love to just, as an exercise. So when I was in civics, I don't remember. It might have been civics. I don't remember what class it was. Economics, maybe. Who knows? When I was in high school, we did a project where you literally had to budget your life, right? So you'd pick a job, which of course I picked a job I could never get, that I thought paid a lot of money. Turns out it didn't. It was a job in radio. Just kidding. Just nobody? Okay, fine.
No, I'm listening.
No, but
I'm
you
listening.
Pick a job and then you like pretend that you have that job and you get an apartment and you get a car and you get whatever, you know, whatever. I think it would be a really fun exercise
to like pick a celebrity and have to live off that
and figure out how to actually spend through the money like Johnny Depp does.
So the things that we're not considering, well, this is, you know what, let's save this for a different conversation because I feel like this is getting in the way of the fun part, which is the blind item. But I love not only the conversation you just started, but also as I'm reading through more of how he spent that money. Like there's so many things we don't even realize he had to
Why don't we talk about it? Why don't we talk about it when we come back?
Sure.
On the Colleen and Bradley Show, we'll talk a little bit more about Johnny Depp's money after this on My Talk 107.1.
The word of the day is foggy and cloudy. And when you hear those words, scream real loud. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
What up?
So we just got, you know, through some blind items. And the last one was about Johnny Depp and his money situation and how much of it he's spending. And we were curious about how much he makes in residuals. So the blind item basically said he's going to be, by the end of the year, like out of the money that he has. And he'll have to live off his residuals. But he doesn't seem to realize it. That got us thinking, like, what kind of money does Johnny Depp have and where is he spending it? And Bradley Trainer, intrepid reporter for the Colleen and Bradley Show,
googled
it and found some information. And what did you find out?
And honestly, I don't know. I mean, here's some interesting things. And what I think this paints a picture of is we don't, because we just look at the fact that you know, Johnny Depp made $650 million off of a few movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you think about that in terms of like the way, like, what would that mean for us? That's like a Powerball winnings, right?
Yes.
And so you do that thing that you do whenever the Powerball, and by the way, I forgot, did anybody win the Powerball?
I don't know. I am not paying attention to the Powerball.
It was up to like 450 some ass million dollars.
Okay.
So I feel like we should get tickets. Anyway, my point is, when there's that much money at stake, you do that.
No jackpot winners.
Oh, good. What's it up to?
$470 million.
Okay, so make sure you guys go get tickets,
although
none of you should, because I want to win.
Yeah.
All right. Because you do that thing where you're like, well, I would spend I'd get this, and I'd get that, and I'd do this, and I'd that. And then after you do all those things, you're like, well, what else would I do? I mean, what else can you, what do you do? Like, do you really need that? So we think that, like, you get a $650 million windfall, you're set for life. And then you read stories that Johnny Depp is, like, burning through that and is going to be essentially, like, without a paycheck.
Right.
In the next few months, potentially. And you're like, how does that happen? Like, what is he just, like, on Amazon late at night buying things that he doesn't need?
No, that's what I'm doing.
I know, but, like, so then you read, oh, wait a minute. There's a story from back in 2018 where at that time he was close to being out of cash because of some legal problems he had gotten into. And here's how you lose that kind of money. So apparently he accused the people that he was working with taking money from him and mismanagement and all that. And one of the ways that he claims they lost him money was that they had secured a loan. I don't know why he needed a $12.5 million loan. But it stipulated that this loan would be paid before other loan repayments and before Johnny Depp would see a dime from the residuals of his movies. What that tells me is, boil it down, like they're paying, they're like playing a shell game. So mm-hmm. like you get money and then you're anticipating to get money. And so you're living at a lifestyle that is unsupported by the actual money that's coming in. But because you're Johnny Depp, like, you can go over here and get a big fat loan against the money that's going to come to you. But then if people mismanage that money and then you don't have the money to pay back the loan. And so all of the sudden, all of those things have piled up on top of each other and your money's gone.
And they've all like come to a head at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, again, rich people riching and doing all the things that they do to manipulate money that you and I will never experience for the most part.
This is how dumb and naive I am in the world, right? Is that like in my head, like you said, Bradley, I'm like, is he just on Amazon, just like buying up the daily deals, like one of everything?
Or like walking into a bar and going, I'm going to buy everybody drinks.
Yeah.
And doing that all the time.
Because we live in normal world. But the richer you get, the bigger...
The more opportunities to lose your money exist.
Right, exactly. And if you're super famous and incredibly rich, like Johnny Depp, you have a staff.
Yeah.
And the bigger and more important and richer you get, and the more places and properties you own, the bigger your staff is. So then you're not just, it's not just that you're spending your money on Amazon. You have, you're a corporate, like, you're your own entity. You're your own empire. So you have to pay your staff.
And then it just becomes this, like, machine, and you have to keep feeding the beast, right? Like, it's some sort of biblical, like, 19, you know, teens silent film, like opera thing where like there's this giant beast who's just sucking all of, you know, like, yes, the more successful you are, the hungrier the beast is.
Yeah.
Whereas like for you and I, it's like, we're not going to have to worry about that, but we also are not going to get a private jet. So there is a trade-off.
Right. You know what though? I actually would rather be in the space where we all are, where if I find a $5 bill in my winter coat from last year, that brings me joy like you don't even know.
Yeah, maybe a $20 bill.
You don't get excited about a five? Yeah. I get excited about a five. That is a latte. Like, literally, you can buy a latte.
Oh, I was like, a lot? Is she being fancy? Oh, you meant an actual coffee beverage. Can you even get a latte for $5?
I think so. Sure.
Barely.
Maybe a small one. Have I ever told you that one of my college roommates, Liz, she doesn't live here. Hi, Liz. She lives in Massachusetts. You don't care. But she, that time of life, that was when we were buying pizzas on double pizza night at Domino's for $13 with change, right? Like, that's where we were living in our lives at that moment. Mm-hmm. Liz measured everything by Coke. Not cocaine,
Coca-Cola.
Actual Coca-Cola. So, for example, if somebody wanted $3 from her, she would say, that's like six Cokes. I'm not giving you that. She measured money by how many Cokes it was.
Yeah.
And that's like, that was the mindset
we lived
in. And now,
you know what's disturbing?
What?
Like, if I go down to the vending machine here at the workplace, do you know how much a Coke is?
It's $1.50. $2?
$1.85.
Shut your mouth today. Are you serious? When did that change?
I mean, I think it's probably been that way for a while.
Okay.
But do
shows
you remember?
How often
but
I do
this
that.
This is the world we live in. You think everything is, like you said, you got excited for $5. I'm over here like, that's two Cokes.
Right. Okay.
But
you're right.
Do you remember when we were kids?
And it was 25 cents?
Oh God, I thought it was 50. But maybe it was 25 cents.
I feel
cents.
Like it was 25 cents for a while.
It was 25 cents to call home.
Oh, man. Do you remember that? Going to the mall. And you'd always have to have a quarter in your pocket because we didn't have cell phones.
Yeah.
I also remember what we would do at the mall because you couldn't get in touch with your friends when you were there to say, hey, meet me here. Or, hey, what are you doing? Do you want to come to the mall? So sometimes we'd go over to the phone bank area at Southdale. There was a like a wall that had 10 probably payphones. First thing you'd do, because you're smart, is you'd go and check the change of every single one of them, because then you get
clink,
money.
Clink, clink, clink.
Then you'd call a friend and you'd say, maybe you'd leave a message. Hey, we're at Southdale, give us a call and let us know if you can come out. And you'd leave the number of the phone, the payphone, and then you'd loiter by the payphone until they called back.
Can I just have you ponder this for a moment? there was a time in our lives when we would walk up to a public phone and pick it up and stick it on our face put our mouth on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ew.
And talk into it. Yeah. And you would, without thinking about it, stick your fingers in every single one of the change returns, mm-hmm. and take a dirty quarter.
But we used to also suck water out of a communal hose. That's basically true. In That's the true. Form of water fountains.
Now I would just like to go into a mall. Just wander around for a minute.
I got one of those.
Thank you.
And then do you remember when you actually would have to lick an envelope? I'm sorry.
Do you not have to lick envelopes anymore?
Who uses envelopes?
What do you
for what?
Sometimes I pay bills with envelopes.
Wow.
Some bills I do.
I haven't paid a bill or licked an envelope in probably a decade.
Oh, we ran out of envelopes.
I pay bills. Let me clarify.
I don't pay bills. I think those are optional.
Bills, schmills. No, that was 20 years ago when I didn't think you had to pay bills. If you didn't open the envelope, there was no bill.
Oh my gosh, I went through a stage like that. That was the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, I got in so much trouble.
Turns out they frown on that behavior.
It's weird too, because it does very bad things to your credit.
Yeah.
And it will take a very long time. Listen, kids, listen to us. Listen to us. Pay your bills. They're not optional. Pay them on time. Keep your credit in good standing. Pay off your credit cards. Oh,
the best thing I did was screw up my finances, because it really taught me the importance of having good finances. So
okay, fine. Actually, kids, screw it all up.
Yeah, just spend it all. You know, just get them credit card limits all the way up to as far as they go. Max them out. Get all your crap. And no, I'm kidding. Don't do that.
But do you remember in college when you would get those? I got offered a credit card like every day.
Yeah.
And I sure as heck, I was like, oh, well, that is okay.
As far as I'm concerned, that was child abuse. Yes. Well, it was young adult abuse.
Yes.
They should not, there should be a law, and there probably is nowadays, but like literally you shouldn't give anyone a credit card until the age of 25. But that said, you should pay people a living wage so that they don't need a credit card to survive, because that's why we had credit cards.
Also, I think they should teach that as a course in college, because I know my parents told me all that stuff, but I didn't listen to them.
Well, yeah.
Anything.
That's the whole point. Duh. You're not supposed to listen to your parents.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, here's the question. What's your go-to pandemic comfort food? 651-641-1071. We'll take your calls after this on My Talk 107.1.